There's a word that's been running throughout this Advent and Christmas season for most of our theme. Does anybody remember that word?
Dream.
Marley gets a point. But what is a dream? Is it a goal to be attained? Maybe something our subconscious does during sleep? An idea? A message? A delusion? Yes. And all of them make an appearance in this story. First, we have the wise men who set off and to find a child. Their dream is of something more amazing than they could ever imagine. What they know is that they saw a star doing something that they know stars don't usually do, because they've been watching stars for most of their lives. And they follow the star. They want to know more. They've heard the stories. Next, we have the idea from the prophet who was shared by the priests and the scribes when Herod called for them, saying, "From you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel," when speaking about Bethlehem. All these years, somebody has been waiting for something to come from Bethlehem that would help them to know that they were, in fact, God's people. They had this hope all along, but they needed this extra reminder. When would he come? What would he do? What would he be like? But we know that he will shepherd his people. Next is the delusion, because Herod has this belief that the wise men actually will return and tell him things, because we all know what Herod was really thinking. In his frightened moments, greed overpowered him. All he wanted was to not have his crown taken from him, and he's the king of the Jews, and he was just told that there's another king of the Jews, but that one's weak because it's a baby. We'll get into that later. Next is the message. The wise men pay homage. They come, they find the child. They kneel before this child and its family, and they say, "We are here to honor you. We have brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. We are here to honor you." And finally, is that subconscious, the actual dream that the wise men have, where they are warned, "Don't return to Herod. It won't be pretty." So today, what do we dream about? Maybe refugees and asylum seekers dreaming of a better future, a better life, trying to come here thinking that it has to be better than what they've had. Next week, we will be celebrating Martin Luther King. The next week or 2 weeks from now? What day is today? Okay, so next week, okay. I can math, I promise. But Martin Luther King had a dream that people wouldn't be dismissed as less than just because of the color of their skin or where they came from. A dream that we're still trying to make reality. Children dream of a future. They dream of what they might be when they grow up. They dream of families they might have or the people that they get to spend time with. People in the LGBTQIA+ community dream of acceptance and affirmation. I won't go deep into this, but I've always said that there's a AAA approach for the LGBTQIA community, and that is we want to be acknowledged, accepted, and affirmed. You'll hear more about that next month. We dream of a church that preaches the radical love of Jesus Christ, and that radical preaching is the norm and not the exception. The radical love that Jesus had for all people to be the norm. Can you imagine? So here we have these wise visitors who came to honor a king. This is not their king. It's the king of the Jews. He's not even their country. They return to another country. They return to another culture. But they know that this king is someone special. They brought gifts to honor his family and him. gold to help with finances, frankincense and myrrh, these wonderful scents that bring out wonderful feelings for us and also are there for burial rites, for blessings, for anointings. I think they had some knowledge of what might come. They dared to dream enough for the entire world and to act on it by seeking out a child who was born the King of the Jews who would shepherd his people, Israel. In 1968, a movie named Chitty Chitty Bang Bang came out with Dick Van Dyke. It is one of my all-time favorites. How many have seen it? Thank you very much. You are all my friends now. This movie is a fantastical tale of an inventor and his family who dream great dreams. And they help others while they do it. It is one of my favorites to this day. In fact, while I was writing this last night, I was about to turn it on, but I told myself, don't get distracted because you'll start to sing all the songs. But I love it. And being a Dick Van Dyke movie, there is, of course, plenty of music and dancing, as well as lots of fun with children, because that's just the kind of heart that he has. But there's one song in particular toward the beginning when he's talking about the dreams that he has, and he's an inventor, and he's trying to show off yet one new invention at a fair. And in this song, it says, every shiny dream that fades and dies generates the steam for two more tries. Can you imagine that? Every dream that we have, even if it fails, it still gives us the hope to keep going. So when these wise men saw this child and found that the King of the Jews was still just a child, that didn't stop them from paying him homage. It didn't stop the child from growing up to be who he was. And all of these dreams that God had for the world by sending us Jesus begin to be realized one after another as people start to recognize this. We heard it last week from Simeon and Anna. We're hearing it this week from the wise men. It runs throughout Jesus' life as people start to see who he is. Dreams might fade. They might die. But it doesn't mean that we don't get more. So imagine the outlook it takes to see such hope in the future. Dreams make us who we are. The dreams that we've had as children to become adults, the dreams that we had as adults to become older adults, the dreams that we've had for our careers, or had them changed with a conversation with God, said, hey, guess what? We still have these dreams. They give us hope, peace, joy, and love to look for in the light. I think we know those words from something else. Oh, yeah, that. Hope, joy, peace, love. Dreams light our paths. They give us something to look forward to look toward, so that we can keep going. Dream with the dreamers of the past, the present, and the future. We have the story of the past right here in our text today. We have stories of our present right here in this space. We have stories of the future that are yet to come. Dream with the dreamers. Dream with the God who dreamt up this entire world and all that is in it. The God who dreamt of great things and is not yet seeing all of that reality because free will came into the picture too, right? But we dream with that God that we can still do more to help that dream become a reality. Because in this final piece of the Advent, Christmas, Epiphany season, we can be reminded that hope, peace, joy, love, and light that we celebrate comes to show us once more that those who dream persevere. They keep going because your dreams fuel you. They give you the hope that you need to keep moving forward, to know that every step we take is a step in the right direction. So to that God who dreams with us, with dreamers everywhere, be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.